That was wild. That was wild.
That's the best one of the week so far. Sing it, Hugh.
Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Nah.
Come on,
Our next guest, he knows the words, and he knows the
ESP.
Eagles. His name's Elliot Shureparks. He's with us right now as we get set for a big game against the Jaguars. What's up, Elliot?
Man, Hugh, I feel like that would be a great song for your morning walk and run. I can hear this as you run
through the streets.
Yeah, motivate you to set that personal record, you know?
Nah, like, definitely not listen to Spice Girls.
Okay, maybe that's not motivated.
Yeah, that we'll figure that one out. But the Spice Girls, nah,
not so much. All right, fair enough.
Not so much.
That's all right.
I'll send you some other options.
I appreciate that. Yeah, please do.
Yeah, look, good music definitely gets you going for a workout.
It definitely does, and it makes the pain go away. It really, really does.
There's no question.
Maybe a little, you know, Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor. We'll figure something out.
Who's Sabrina Carpenter?
We got to make you a playlist, Elliot. That's what we should do. We'll make you a running playlist, and you just don't ask questions.
Okay.
You've got to listen to it.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do that.
All right, we'll work on that. All right, Elliot, aside from that, let's get to the Eagles stuff here. As they win on Sunday, they look really good doing it. And here's what we were talking about today. Do you expect, Elliot, that kind of Jalen Hurts, Sunday's version of Jalen Hurts, the rest of the season? Has the corner been turned? Is this Hurts now?
Yes. I think it is. Hurts has made a believer out of me again. That's really the best way I can put it. If you look at what he's been since the first day of training camp till now, there is far more of him taking care of the ball than that stretch of four games, or really three games, where he didn't. I mean, you know, obviously he had that turnover against Tampa and he didn't play well, but he has now not thrown an interception for four straight games. So I think he has turned a corner there. And if they get that version of Jalen, smart with the football Jalen, who's protecting the ball in the pocket, who's not taking risks, I think they're going to win a lot of games the rest of the year. So, again, from what I saw in training camp till now, I believe that this is the version of Jalen they're going to get.
All right, this next question probably goes with the last one, but are you back to believing this is a true Super Bowl contender, Elliot? Because, you know, that was a hope in the summer. First month, they just didn't look like that at all. And now it's hard not to kind of put them back in the conversation. They're 5-2, and they have a chance here with the teams they're playing the next 3 or 4 weeks to take control of this division. Is this an actual Super Bowl contender again?
Yeah, I think the only argument for them not being one is an emotional one. And I understand that if you look at the totality of the collapse last year, some of the ugly moments with Nick this year that everyone got really upset about, yeah, I understand the emotional not wanting to jump back in. But if you just look at what they've been this season, they are without question a Super Bowl contender. And I would argue they're one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. If you look at them this season, not only are they 5-2 with what I would call a really tough start to the season. Like, we can look and say the team's records now, but Green Bay week one in Brazil, that's a tough game. Facing a 2-0 Saints team in New Orleans, that's a tough game. The Bengals in Cincinnati when they really need a win, that's a tough game. And when AJ has played this year and they've had mostly their full roster, they're undefeated. So I just, they have a good defense. They have some of the best skill players on offense. They have a core of players that have been to a Super Bowl before. Anything could happen, but I don't really see an argument for them not being Super Bowl contenders.
All right, let's hierarchy this thing then in the NFC, Elliot. Do we agree? Let's see where we find agreement and then where you come down for the Eagles. Do you put the Lions as the favorite in the conference?
Yeah, I think the Lions are not only the favorite. I think there is a gap between 1 and 2. Like, the Lions are the favorite in that conference, like, by far.
Okay, I agree. So then where do you put the Eagles? Are they clearly second? Are they in the bucket of teams second? Like, where do you see the Eagles right now in the hierarchy of the NFC underneath Detroit?
I think they deserve and have earned the number 2 spot. If you look at the other teams that would be in this conversation, Washington obviously has had a special season so far. They have a rookie quarterback, and I don't think they have a super talented roster. So I think the Eagles are better than Washington, and I think they'll beat Washington when they come to Philadelphia in a few weeks. You look at Minnesota, right? Got up to a hot start. I'll take Jalen Hurts over Sam Darnold. And I just think the Minnesota defense is legit, but I think the Eagles have more talent on the roster. Green Bay, they beat Green Bay. I know it was week one, but we've seen these two teams play, and the Eagles won despite Jalen not playing that great. So I think the Eagles are the number 2 seed or in, like, this power ranking. I think they deserve the second spot.
I'm curious, Elliot. What were you put the Atlanta Falcons in that? Because, you know, Kirk Cousins is down there playing pretty good right now.
Yeah, I think they're in that third tier. I just, like, again, I think it's probably those four teams I just talked about, and I would say Atlanta would be in the third tier. Now, to your point, Atlanta did beat the Eagles, right? They did, and that is certainly noteworthy when talking about it. I just think the Eagles are a better team. I think they have better players on offense. I think they have a better defense. Pass rush, I still need to see more from to fully believe in, but I just, if it came down to a big game, I would take Jalen Hurts over Kirk Cousins.
Elliot, we've seen a lot of Eagles draft picks over the years, and we've seen a lot of the DBs they've drafted that haven't worked out. Elliot, it's pretty remarkable watching the combination of Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. It feels like Howie didn't just hit two doubles here. He may have hit two home runs in his first two picks.
Yeah, and what's really impressive about them is obviously we all get to see them on the field, and their play on the field has been outstanding. Quinyon has had to cover some really tough receivers this year, and he's fully embraced that challenge and play well. Since Cooper DeJean has come in, he's made some really big plays on the field. But I guess the part I get to see that the general public doesn't is just talking to them in the locker room, seeing them at the practice field, watching them since they've gotten here. I think that Howie correctly identified two people that can handle Philadelphia. We have seen, and I'm sure Hugh can talk about this, like coming to Philadelphia as a rookie, especially a high draft pick, is no easy feat. Like, this is a tough city to play in, especially when there's a ton of expectations. And we've seen it really impact players, right? Danny Watkins, Jalen Reagor, Andre Dillard, Marcus Smith. Like, these guys, I think, struggled in Philadelphia. Quinyon and Cooper, and granted it's early, so, we'll see. But they seem built for this city. Like, I think they can really handle the pressure, and I think that's allowed them to also play really well on the field.
All right, prediction time. Elliot Shore Parks with us here. Tuesday at 4 o'clock is the NFL trade deadline. Elliot, by Tuesday at 4:01, the Philadelphia Eagles will add what to the roster?
I think a defensive lineman, but I wouldn't rule out a defensive tackle. I know we've talked so much about the edge rushers, but it's a little trickier to get an edge rusher that will come in and take snaps away. Like, are you going to take snaps from Bryce Huff? Are you going to take snaps from Nolan Smith? Who are you taking these snaps away from? So I think that they will definitely look along the defensive line, and I think they'll add a player there. But defensive tackle is definitely a position to keep an eye on. Jordan Davis is playing less and less. They've counted on Moro, Ojomo, and Milton Williams to play. But I don't know if this is truly a team, and I'm sure they view themselves this way, that's a Super Bowl contender. You probably want more of a veteran player there. So I think defensive line for sure, but defensive tackle, I think, is definitely a spot in need.
All right, Ellie, let's end with this. And I've been thinking about this since they won on Sunday, because I feel like a lot of the criteria is here in front of us. Doesn't mean it's going to go bad, but the criteria is there. Elliot, Sunday, Jaguars in. It's not a good team. It's got a bad record. But they just come off a big win in Cincinnati. Dallas and Washington next. Elliot Shore Parks, is the Jaguar game a trap game?
No. Just because I think this team is so focused right now on not slipping back into what they were that it's hard for me to believe they'll take the field and expect to win. I think one of the toughest things to do is when the momentum is rolling against you is to turn it back around. And I am shocked the Eagles were able to do it considering the amount of negative momentum they had, but they have, they've turned it around. And so I think they're clicking on all cylinders. I think they're playing with confidence, and I don't think they're going to go to this game and overlook the Jaguars. I think they're too focused right now on all the things that have ailed them before to overlook those things on Sunday.
Well, hopefully you're right. And 2 years ago, they had a couple trap games in that schedule, but they seem to win them most of the time, right?
Yeah,
I think
Nick and Jalen's record as favorites, if you remove the collapse, just because it feels like an anomaly, their record as favorites, I think, is pretty good. Like, I don't think they've lost many games they're supposed to win.
Yeah, and hopefully that's what happens Sunday, because they're a big favorite, 7.5-point favorites at home against the Jaguars and Doug Peterson. Elliot, we appreciate it, and we'll work on that playlist for you.
Sounds good.
I'm excited for it. I really am.
There he goes.
Talk to you guys later.
Elliot Shore Parks there. Yeah, we'll put all sorts of good music on there for you. Just pop it in. Go for that
run. Just make sure it's some good music to actually run to.
Yeah, well, of course.
Something that you would listen to when you're running to.
What do you listen? Do you listen to music when you run?
Sometimes. What did I listen to this morning? Some Outkast. Definitely listen to some Outkast. Some Pastor Troy. He's not a pastor, though, just so that you know.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a real
Marple
pastor.
Mac.
Definitely didn't listen to Marple
John
Mac.
Cartwright.
Definitely didn't listen to that either.
Bill Cartwright, the former basketball player.
So Rick James. Didn't listen to any of that. That's a little bit too slow for a run for me. Wish death upon me. A little bit too slow for a run.
Oh, baby. Nah, definitely not listening to that.
Nah.
Make an impression. connection.
It has to be. It has to be a little upbeat. It has to be a little upbeat.
This is upbeat.
It is.
Too much.
That'd be a sweet spot.
Yeah, that's that. Is.
We're definitely listening to this on the bus to the Super Bowl. There's no question. Many men on this. We got to start working on the Super Bowl playlist. We need a lot of songs because that's a long trip.
Yes, yeah, that's what.
We could listen to your song. What's Hugh's song that you've been singing when you want to go on the trip? What's it called?
He's Bound to Die.
Yeah, we'll start with that.
That's the song that starts the road trip.
That's a lot.
That's the song that starts the road trip.
So we start with your song.
Yeah,
and then we
Smoking the Bandit. For everybody's not, you need to go watch that. That is a great movie. Burt Reynolds, one of Burt Reynolds' best works.
We'll put The Gambler on when you start sitting there on your phone making parlays left and right on our trip.
Yeah, making these parlays, trying to get these $2 bets out.
By the way, I am betting on the Tobias Harris, the fade Tobias parlay tonight.
How can you not?
It's easy money. I mean, you have to.
Unless you're a Tobias truther like you.
No, I'm saying, what would be, you know what the irony of Tobias Harris coming back is?
Don't say it.
Okay, I won't say it, but you already know what
the
irony
is. Oh, you say he's going to play well?
Was it our two stars aren't?
Listen.
If we get torched by Tobias tonight, cancel the season. Done.
Well, if that's where you're headed, there is some sort of like poetic.
It doesn't it feel like that is the case? We didn't expect, this is not the season that we expected. We didn't expect it to start this way.
It's almost like oh, thank God we're rid of Tobias Harris. Now everything's going to be great again. It's oh, wait.
What if he goes for 30?
He's not the problem.
Well, in case you guys were wondering, I just looked up his stats so far this season. He is not making a great first impression in Detroit. He's averaging 10 points a game, 34% shooting, 17% from three.
And congratulations, Tobias Harris.
Of that is, he comes in here tonight.
Lights him up.
And light it up.
Oh, gosh.
Well, then our parlays aren't going to hit.
Well, that's true. So I lose money and...
Wait, let me go. Since I feel
don't
this,
you
I
dare
feel,
bet on Tobias overs.
Okay.
You're betting on Tobias overs?
I was about to, but
I was about to. You know, we're doing the hate parlay. Hugh's doing the uplift parlay.
I'm just saying.
For a guy that's a piston.
You're a Tobias Harris fan.
I'm not.
This guy's got a Tobias Harris jersey.
You got to let Tobias.
It's not that. It's the irony of the moment. It's all of this. See, y'all got to start thinking outside the box just a little bit. This is not about me hating Philadelphia.
No,
it's not about that.
We're on the same page as you.
It's
like,
just
thinking
the irony.
Wise. No, we're just mad about it. You're not.
Well, but why not cash in on it?
Hugh,
just like kind of
no,
like
I'm cashing in on my hate
on that crunchy knee.
I bet with my heart, not my head.
Joel cashed in on a crunchy knee,
but that's not okay.
And you know what? You know what the irony of the situation is with
Stop
Joel.
It.
No, seriously. Everybody knows his knee is crunchy. And they still gave him $190 million.
Because the Sixers are stupid.
That is that's a win.
For him.
That is a win for him.
And a loss for us. It's the salary cap
league. Crazy. $190 million for a crunchy knee. Knee over
this
there cracking
joke,
and popping.
Quite frankly.
Like some Rice Krispie treats.
Hey, yo, the hell with the Sixers, man.
And he got $190 million and then told us at the beginning of the season. I ain't playing.
Nothing impresses Hugh Douglas more than someone stealing money.
Stealing money, like stealing without a mask. He stole without a mask. He didn't even have a gun. He just walked out and said, "Hey, I need $190 million. Okay, we got you.
Sign right here.
With knee clicking and popping.
You think it was one of those things where they took the MRI and they just closed their eyes?
It's like, hey,
I don't want to see it.
No, somebody said, you know what? No, the doctor was like, "Hey, this is not good." Looks okay to me.
Doc,
looks
shut
okay
up. We got an arena to build. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Julio. So the Lions, your team for this year, huh? You done with the 49ers?
Well, no, this is pretty simple. It's pretty simple, Jay. I tell you who the best team in the conference is. 3 years ago. Two years ago, I sat here all year and I said it's the Eagles. And last year I told you it was the Niners, and you told me I was a Brock Purdy fan. Well, I was right.
And this year,
Jay, let's say it clearly, it's the Lions. They're the best
and
team.
Now you're a golf fan. How many Lions games you watch?
A lot. I mean, they're on TV all the time.
You watch the highlights. You ain't watching no Lions games.
What are you talking about? I watched the whole Seahawks. What are you talking about? I watched the whole Seahawks game. I watched the Rams game. I watched them play the Cowboys. I watched like four of their games already.
The Cowboys game. But now this is your new favorite team. Now didn't you just say the Eagles weren't going to make the playoffs?
That was 2 weeks ago, yeah.
You're an amazing dude.
Well, hold on. Well, they've won the last two games by 40 points. They look like a playoff team now.
Amazing. Now, boy, I tell you, boy, mm-hmm. the Super Bowl ain't till February. Every week you got to, if they win or lose, or this, that, oh, it's horrible. Oh, this team stinks, this, that, and the third. We can't win the Super Bowl until the Super Bowl comes. So every week is going to be it. What it is, it's a weekly game.
Right, y'all, yeah, sure. I mean, I...
What, calling for it like if we lose, next game we lose. This team stinks, they'll never win anything. I tell you, boy, you something else, man. And then you mad at Joe because he signed the contract. You don't think he earned that?
Who cares if he earned it? It's a bad contract already. I mean, he's got.
Who cares if you earn something? They pay you.
No, well, teams. Hold on,
right or wrong.
Wait a minute, Jay. I gotta jump into this. He earned that contract.
He earned it.
Jay, you
like Gilio talking about.
You are good and crazy.
Hey.
Guy's never been out of the second round. Can't post to start the season, and I got to deal with Jay defending.
Combat pay.
Well, let's talk about the other guy y'all prop up. They ain't win nothing since he got here. Mm. Mr. Bryce Harper and the so-called leader Schwarber. What these bums do?
They didn't do enough in the playoffs.
Oh,
they haven't played in
a
month.
Hey,
you know I'm not giving. Hold on. Hey, I'm not giving Bryce Harper any more contracts.
Jay is your Marple Mac. Jay. Yeah, he's your Marple Mac. I had it right the first time.
So who's Jay is the worst.
Who's Cartwright?
I don't know who Cartwright is.
Jay, what is your point today?
But at least Jay speaks to you. Marple Mac don't speak to me.
Jay, what is your point today?
Mighty Casey has struck out.
What is your point today, Jay?
To get under your skin.
But I was calling about that fraud who wanted a pen pal and Chuck from Mount Scary.
Uh-oh.
There you go. Oh, here, for a hot grown man calling in every day defending Bryce Harper, ready to cry because the panderer said his name on there. Oh, Bryce Harper, he knows me. Man, look. And anybody else you got a problem with, boy, I tell you, Chuck is a fraud, man, in his words.
So, caller on caller crime.
Yeah, you don't call on crime. It's true. Why'd you call him with, well, Bryce Harper, he waved at me, so he's the best. He said my name. Man, that's what I say. Y'all keep giving this dude a platform. Then I bet you if Joel Embiid say something about it, he's going to be his best friend then.
Well, we give you a platform too, Jay. It's called the phone. It's a talk show, right? Like
that's because you be talking nonsense, man. I don't know. How Kyle and you be dealing with you, man?
We don't. It's hell.
Yeah. The only nonsense is when you call. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It ain't no sense. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You getting on Embiid all the time. You getting on Jalen all the time, but you defend your buddies, Harper and Schwarber.
Well, Bryce Harper has done more for the city than either Joel or Jalen.
What'd he do? What'd Harper do?
Well, he won an MVP and took his team to the World Series.
He took the team and he lost in the World Series, too.
Sure did.
It sounded like Joe a lot to me. He heard every what? Year.
Joel Embiid hasn't been
year.
Out of the second round. Like,
he
how do you how well, do you this, sleep at night as a Joel Embiid defender? Like, how do you do it?
You know, Jay treats Joel Embiid like he says Chuck treats Bryce Harper.
Of course he does.
Is that what it is?
It's for sure.
The guy doesn't have a strong enough knee to start the season,
gave him $190 million.
If you're not concerned about that contract in the future of the Sixers, you're an Embiid fan, not a Sixers fan.
I think we all focus on the wrong thing. This man got a crunchy knee and got a $190 million pay raise and ain't came to work yet. Like, seriously, think about that for a minute. He got a pay raise and said, nah, I ain't coming to work. That's just like me coming here, getting a job here, and saying for 8 months, I'll holler at y'all. Yeah. I'm getting a check every day. I'm getting paid.
At least you went. Yeah, at least you went to work in Jacksonville.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he came to work yet.
Well, he's got a weak knee. It's weak.
No, but they gave him. They knew his knee was weak, Joe, and they still gave him some money
because the Sixers
where they
are clueless.
Like the kids, I don't know if they said anymore, but where they do that at? Where they give you money?
Camden. They do it in Camden.
Where they give you money for not coming to work? They gave you a pay raise. And they gave you 3 more years.
Are you going to see if you could get that operation
here? I'm trying to figure out how I can make it happen for me. Where can I work at?
Ask Rod Lincoln.
And not do nothing. Yeah, that dog ain't definitely going to hunt. And not do nothing and get a pay raise. And then not even show up to work. Not even bother to show up. But you know the days I do show up? When it's time to pick up that check. I'm coming to work. Hey, and I'm going to be at work early
You guys know Hugh's the first car in the parking lot on check day. What a weird
thought this was up and running.
What a coincidence.
Hey, God is good because he got $190 million. $190 million and has not seen the court. Yeah. And threw his coach under the bus. Coach out there trying to figure out when he go practice. He trying to put together a team. And he's like, "Where y'all up at?" Well, you heard the report. You know just about as much as I do.
How do we think Nick Nurse is going to handle the questions for the game tonight? Well,
no, not at all.
I need a Dave Uram cam as he asked Nick Nurse the question tonight. When's Embiid going to play? What's the latest? 215-592-9490. If we'll get to everyone's phone calls here, we'll throw out some theories as well on why we believe a WIP colleague is crashing out. Some acting out on the air. We got to talk about this. And we have to play some audio from 105.3 The Fan. Jerry Jones was asked a question that we will likely never hear another NFL owner asked again. Uh-oh.
You had to be smoking something.
Uh-oh. 215-592-949 for a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're in need of a midweek boost, well, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, has you covered with the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack. Now, every Wednesday, you can get parlay profit boosts on everything from spreads to over-unders and even player props. So don't let the weekend have all the fun. Take advantage of the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack. Who knows? It might just become your favorite day. Look for the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. New to FanDuel? Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. We're going to play this on our bus trip?
What is this?
I don't know. I like it.
It's Bob Dylan.
La, what?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
I like Bob Dylan.
Do you? You don't even know the song.
Is it a running song or is it more of a bus song? I think it's a bus song.
Yeah, this sounds like something. This is a sesh.
This is
song.
How you start a road trip off.
This is a sesh song where it's a nice little glass of bourbon sitting down and watching a nice little movie.
Or taking a bus trip down to New Orleans with 55 yeah. WIP listeners.
Yeah.
We're talking this thing right into existence.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. Sounds like it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I actually think there's a better chance we pull this off than the Eagles get to the Super Bowl. Like they're the ones that have the bigger challenge. We could pull up a bus. I mean, that's not hard.
I feel confident in what the Eagles are doing right now. They're starting to come together. It's a little later than I anticipated, but it looks like it could be something special.
We did get a name suggestion for the bus crew, the Filthy 50.
Oh, that's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, this is turning to something else.
Yeah, we're commandeering this.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking logistically, and then we'll get back to your phone calls, and we got to let you hear from Jerry Jones. Logistically, how long would the bus trip take?
If we can go,
I know you want to stop off in Atlanta.
I would say on a bus, 18 to 20 hours. Because we're going to make some stops. So it's 11 hours from here to Atlanta. So it's probably going to take us longer than that on a bus. So it's probably about 12 to 13 hours.
So here's what I'm thinking. Let's just play out the logistics. I think we gotta load this thing up Friday afternoon after our show and that week in between, like the off week of the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do a full week of shows here. So then we get on the bus Friday after our show with the Filthy 50.
Mm-hmm.
And we got from Friday at like 3 o'clock. Let's say everyone's loaded in by 3 o'clock Friday. We got from Friday at 3, and then we got to be on the air 10 a.m., in New Orleans on Monday to start Super Bowl week. So that gives us a whole weekend to get ourselves to New Orleans.
This is where it kind of messes up for me because my whole plan, so we get off work at 2.
Yeah, we got to get an hour to get loaded on.
Yeah, so
3 o'clock
if it was just me and Ike going, it'll probably take me, I'm already be packed when I come to work.
Which it's not. Just
you got to get that idea out of your head. Packed.
That's dumb.
So, but this was my plan. I planned on rolling into Atlanta about 3 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
And if anybody knows Atlanta, 3 a.m. is when the club, like the Lemon Pepper Wings, are at their hottest.
Well, we have the Filthy 50 with
us. We ain't going to make it. We ain't going to make it at 3. Why not? Because we're on a bus, and the bus ain't going to, you know.
We'll be fine.
If we leave
3 p.m. here on Friday,
all the people with the pee breaks, all these older gentlemen with the pee breaks and all, we ain't going to make it.
Most people are probably around your age. That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot of pee breaks. Yeah.
There's a lot of pee breaks.
But we got the bathroom on the bus.
We ain't gonna make it. I think we'll be fine.
This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings and 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. Who knows? Maybe Popeyes will supply food for the bus trip.
Chicken all the way down.
The Filthy 50. All right, before we go any further, we'll get back to your phone calls. Can we hear from Jerry Jones? He was on 105.3 The Fan this week in Dallas, his weekly spot. What did Jerry come up with this time?
Are you familiar at all with these nuts?
Well, you know, there's a in that context, no, I'd have to hear it said in context.
Okay. I'll send you the audio. I'm not going to say it to you. And I'm not going to rephrase it to you, you know.
I want to know what it looks like. I'm sitting here with a half smirk.
Jerry knew exactly what they were talking about.
Yeah, he was trying to play it off like he knew.
Yep.
He didn't know.
Well, I think he probably saw the clip of his player say it. Maybe he doesn't understand what he said.
Yeah.
But he's got to see it.
And on top of that, the guys having the testicular fortitude to ask that question after he just threatened to fire them a couple weeks ago is kind of ballsy.
Are you familiar at all with these nuts?
Yeah.
Such a great question. I mean, he was waiting for the opportunity to say, like, you don't get to ask an NFL owner, are you familiar? He didn't say, are you familiar with the phrase, these nuts?
No.
He said, are you familiar with these nuts?
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It sums up the Cowboy season really, really well. Back to the phone lines here. Bruce is in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
All right, good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, Bruce.
Oh man! Hey, look that clip you just played about these nuts, man. That's, hey, look, we've been having some fun with that situation.
You have got to be smoking something.
Anyway, so I just called to talk about Jalen. Hopefully, I can get a point in on the disgusting Sixers. But
you know, when it comes down to Jalen, not Jalen, but the Eagles Super Bowl thing. So, I still need to see more from. I'm not saying that they can't make it. I mean, they're progressing, but you know, these next few games are going to really tell a story about where the Eagles are going. Because if we see any more regression, that's no longer an option. And then it becomes really questionable. But I have faith that they're evolving as a team on the offense and the defense. And we should see a decisive game on Sunday. Nothing less is acceptable. They shouldn't be playing down to the competition. They should skull drug Jacksonville and then go into Dallas and handle business with them. And if they win these next three games, I think they play Dallas next and then DC after that. They win these next three games, then I can say, okay, you know what? We are well on our way to the Super Bowl for sure.
Well, look, if they win these next three games and they get themselves to 8-2 with a win over the Commanders and the Cowboys.
Yeah, now the dream starts to look like that might be a reality.
I think at that point we really start scheduling the bus and getting those seats filled up.
Now you can worry about making plans for New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know, I just texted my brother.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, he was like, what? He said, what?
Tell him the filthy 50 want to go to New Orleans.
He said, what?
There you go.
He said yes, sir. He said he is, though.
Oh, he's in. Said he is. We got a bus.
He can drive the bus. Oh. We don't have a bus.
Hold on.
A bus.
Can we expense an entire bus? Yeah, why not, right? Just rent the bus.
Yeah.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Yeah, oh, no, we're not asking for permission on this one. There's no question.
He was like, what the hell? What the hell?
Yeah, but I think that these next three games are going to really tell the story about where the Eagles are at. And we're going to see the same Jalen. You know, two things that I saw I've been talking about all year long is him being decisive in the pocket and using his legs to get out of trouble and passing in the middle. Now, there's two more things I'd like to see for him to work on in the offense is the screenplays. If they can get the screenplay game down and somehow get Dotson involved in the offense, they get those two pieces going, we're going to be unstoppable. So that's my point about that part. The Eagles, I mean, the Sixers are just freaking disgusting. You know, this whole thing about it goes back. I firmly believe that, okay, for one thing, freaking Embiid, he had the option of getting the full-on surgery, and he didn't because he couldn't play in the Olympics. So he wound up playing in the Olympics, and I believe, and I said this before, that he got hurt because he's moving kind of funny when he fell down a couple of times, and I think he damaged his knee in the Olympics. And this is the reason why we're in the mess that we're in. And it's just a sad story because the rest of the team is going to suffer. And I'm not buying anything else for the Sixers. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to engage with them. I'm just done with them this year until they figure it out.
Well, you're not the only one, Bruce. I think a lot of people feel that way. And it's a shame because this was supposed to be a season where people really believed something. I mean, they had a
special
Paul George. Yeah, I mean,
and we were all excited about the fact that we were going to figure out a way to get Joel Embiid healthy for the
playoffs
postseason, and now it's like, okay, when are you gonna play?
It'd be simpler if this was an actual new injury. It's like, okay, when this heals, hopefully he's healthy again. It feels like it's more of a long term degenerative, chronic type of thing, and they don't go away.
No, as a matter of fact, I just figured out a new bet. How many games is Joel gonna play this year? Can I find that bet on the props?
I don't know that you could put an over under on games played.
You can't.
I don't think so.
Because I was about to say under 25.
Wow. Well, that's
this is not sounding good, fellas.
It's not.
It's not because they got in trouble. Think about it like this. The Sixers got in trouble for lying. And technically, like NBA said, well, you know, they tried to clean it up, say, well, you just were untruthful.
Misled, or whatever the word was.
You misremembered.
Oh, yeah.
That's the word we like to use. Misremembered. They don't even know what's going on with his knee. This is a day-to-day. To me, it sounds like this is a day-to-day thing. and they're testing him and everything. They don't even know where he is. They can't even discuss how far along he is. Doesn't sound like he's getting stronger. Doesn't sound like he's getting better.
Well, and it makes it impossible to get excited for the season. If I told you someone has a sprained ankle, they'll be back in 3 weeks, you can...
Yeah, because you don't even have a timeline.
Right, you can compartmentalize, okay, they're going to be without this player for this long, and then they'll come back. That's not what this is.
That's why it's so fascinating to me that all of this is going on, and somebody thought it was a good idea. I mean, hey, it's great for Joel Embiid. He signed on the dotted line, but he got $190 million, and there is no... timeline for when he's coming back.
No, there's not. Let's go to TR in Winfield. Hey, TR.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, TR?
Man, this we got to pump our brakes, man. Like, first of all, with Jared Hurt, with Hurts, either they gave him the keys or he said, bleep, and I'm going to do my thing. They must have let him go and do his thing. Just let him go and, you know, do what he want to do, run away, run, you know, play his game. As far as the Super Bowl talk, I think we're going too far because we was killing it all last year. Everybody was all hyped, yada, yada, yada. Then what happened? The Jezebel cloud. We imploded. All right? So I'm not, this one game could we beat the Bengals and all that. No. I need to see, like I said.
No, TR, no disrespect, but I'm pushing my chips all the way to the middle of the table. No, you hear the song? Bound it down, exactly. Roll it up, and trucking. We going to do what they say. Listen to the words, man. Listen to the words.
TR, you want a spot on the bus or not?
Yeah, you know what? I live in Houston now.
Oh, we can stop twice. Through Houston. Well, no.
No, it seems like it's no.
Shooting
past. Yeah.
Houston, Houston's past.
We got a show to do on Monday from North.
You're going to have to meet us in Louisiana, dog.
We'll pick you up on the side of the road.
Too far, but before I go, if Hurts do continue to play like that, like on his own, and is great and do his thing, we need an extra yardage, yeah. But outside of that, I'm not there yet. Because what happened last year, man, I can't. I'm not falling.
No,
for
I feel you. PTSD.
Right,
I get it. I respect
you know
that.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So PTSD. So basically, you know,
we're gonna play this on our bus trip.
What is this?
I don't know. I like it.
It's Bob Dylan.
La, what?
Bob Dylan.
I like Bob Dylan.
Do you? You didn't even know the song.
Is it a running song or is it more of a bus song? I think it's a bus song.
Yeah, this sounds like something. This is a sesh.
This is
song.
How you start a road trip off.
Well, this is a sesh song where it's a nice little glass of bourbon sitting down and watching a nice little movie.
Or taking a bus trip down to New Orleans with 55 yeah. WIP listeners.
Yeah.
We're talking this thing right into existence.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. Sounds like it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I actually think there's a better chance we pull this off than the Eagles get to the Super Bowl. Like they're the ones that have the bigger challenge. We can pull up a bus. That's not that hard.
I feel confident in what the Eagles are doing right now. They're starting to come together. It's a little later than I anticipated, but it looks like it could be something special.
We did get a name suggestion for the bus crew, the Filthy 50.
Oh, that's so good. It's so good.
This in turn into something else.
Yeah, we're commandeering this.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking logistically, and then we'll get back to your phone calls, and we got to let you hear from Jerry Jones. Logistically, how long would the bus trip take?
If we
can go, I know you want to stop off in Atlanta. Like, how
so
many?
That's probably about it. That's probably, I would say... On a bus?
Yeah.
18 to 20 hours? Because we're going to stop. We're going to make some stops. So it's 11 hours from here to Atlanta. So it's probably going to take us longer than that on a bus. So it's probably about 12 to 13 hours.
So here's what I'm thinking. Let's just play out the logistics. I think we gotta load this thing up Friday afternoon after our show and that week in between, like the off week of the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do a full week of shows here. So then we get on the bus Friday after our show with the Filthy 50.
Mm-hmm.
And we got from Friday at like 3 o'clock. Let's say everyone's loaded in by 3 o'clock Friday. We got from Friday at 3, and then we got to be on the air 10 a.m. in New Orleans on Monday to start Super Bowl week. So that gives us a whole weekend to get ourselves to New Orleans.
This is where it kind of messes up for me because my whole plan, so we get off work at 2.
Yeah, we got to get an hour to get loaded on.
Yeah, so
3 o'clock
if it was just me and Ike going. It'll probably take me. I'm already be packed when I come to work.
Which it's not. Just
you gotta get that idea out of your head. Packed.
That's dumb.
So, but this was my plan. I planned on rolling into Atlanta about 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody knows Atlanta, 3 a.m. is when the club, like the Lemon Pepper Wings, are at their hottest.
Well, we have the Filthy 50 with
us. We ain't gonna make it. We ain't gonna make it at 3.
Why not?
Because it's gonna. We on a bus, and bus ain't gonna. You know,
no, we'll be fine.
Sure it will.
We'll be fine.
No,
If we leave 3 p.m. here on
all
Friday,
all the people with the pee breaks, all these older gentlemen with the pee breaks and all, we ain't going to make it.
Most people are probably around your age. So that's
that's what I'm saying.
That's a lot of pee breaks. Yeah.
There's a lot of pee breaks.
But we got the bathroom on the bus.
We ain't gonna make it.
I think we'll be fine. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings and 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. Who knows? Maybe Popeyes will supply food for the bus trip.
Chicken all the way down.
The Filthy 50. All right, before we go any further, we'll get back to your phone calls. Can we hear from Jerry Jones? He was on 105.3 The Fan this week in Dallas, his weekly spot. What did Jerry come up with this time?
Are you familiar at all with these nuts?
Well, you know, there's a... in that context, no. I'd have to hear it said in context.
Okay. I'll send you the audio. I'm not going to say it to you. And I'm not going to rephrase it to you, you know.
I want to know what it looks like. I'm sitting here with a half smirk.
Jerry knew exactly what they were talking about.
Yeah, he was trying to play it off like he knew.
Yep.
He didn't know.
Well, I think he probably saw the clip of his player say it. Maybe he doesn't understand what he said.
Yeah.
But he's got to see it.
And on top of that, the guys having the testicular fortitude to ask that question after he just threatened to fire them a couple weeks ago is kind of ballsy.
Are you familiar at all with these nuts?
Yeah.
Such a great question. I mean, he was waiting for the opportunity to say, like, you don't get to ask an NFL owner, are you familiar? He didn't say, are you familiar with the phrase these nuts?
No.
He said, are you familiar with these nuts?
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It sums up the Cowboys season really, really well. Back to the phone lines here. Bruce is in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, Bruce.
Oh, man. Hey, look, that clip you just played about these nuts, man. That's, hey, look, we've been having some fun with that situation.
You have got to be smoking something.
Anyway, so I just called to talk about Jalen. Hopefully, I can get a point in on the disgusting Sixers. But you know, when it comes down to Jalen, not Jalen, but the Eagles Super Bowl thing. So I still need to see more from. I'm not saying that they can't make it. I mean, they're progressing, but you know, these next few games are going to really tell a story about where the Eagles are going. Because if we see any more regression, that's no longer an option. And then it becomes really questionable. But I have faith that they're evolving as a team on the offense and the defense. And we should see a decisive game on Sunday. Nothing less is acceptable. They shouldn't be playing down to the competition. They should skull drug Jacksonville and then go into Dallas and handle business with them. And if they win these next three games, I think they play Dallas next and then DC after that. They win these next three games, then I can say, okay, you know what, we are well on our way to the Super Bowl for sure.
Well, look, if they win these next three games and they get themselves to 8-2 with a win over the Commanders and the Cowboys.
Yeah, now the dream starts to look like that might be a reality.
I think at that point we really start scheduling the bus and getting those seats
that's
filled
up. Now you can worry about making plans for New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know, I just texted my brother.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, he was like, what? He said, what?
Tell him the Filthy 50 want to go to New Orleans.
He said, what?
There you go.
He said yes, sir. He said he is, though.
Oh, he's in. Said he is. We got a bus.
He can drive the bus. Oh. We still don't have a bus.
All right,
we gotta figure out a bus.
Can we expense an entire bus? Yeah, why not, right? Just rent the bus.
Yeah.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Oh, no, we're not asking permission on this one. There's no question.
What the hell?
Yeah, but no. But I think that these next three games are going to really tell the story about where the Eagles are at, and we're going to see the same Jalen. You know, two things that I saw, I've been talking about all year long, is him being decisive in the pocket and using his legs to get out of trouble and passing in the middle. Now, there's two more things I'd like to see for him to work on in the offense,
is the screenplays. If they can get the screenplay game down and somehow get Dotson involved in the offense, they get those two pieces going, we're going to be unstoppable. So that's my point about that part. The Eagles, I mean, the Sixers are just freaking disgusting. You know, this whole thing about it goes back. I firmly believe that, okay, for one thing, freaking Embiid, he had the option of getting the full-on surgery, and he didn't because he couldn't play in the Olympics. So he wound up playing in the Olympics, and I believe, and I said this before, that he got hurt because he's moving kind of funny when he fell down a couple of times, and I think he damaged his knee in the Olympics. And this is the reason why we're in the mess that we're in. And it's just a sad story because the rest of the team is going to suffer. And I'm not buying anything else for the Sixers. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to engage with them. I'm just done with them this year until they figure it out.
Well, you're not the only one, Bruce. I think a lot of people feel that way. And it's a shame because this was supposed to be a season where people really believed something. I mean, they had a
special
Paul George. Yeah, I mean, they
and we were all excited about the fact that we were going to figure out a way to get Joel Embiid healthy for the
playoffs,
postseason, and now it's like, okay, when are you gonna play?
It'd be simpler if this was an actual new injury. It's like, okay, when this heals, hopefully he's healthy again. It feels like it's more of a long term, degenerative, chronic type of thing, and they don't go away.
No, as a matter of fact, I just figured out a new bet. How many games is Joel gonna play this year? Can I find that bet on the props?
I don't know that you could put an over under on games played.
You can't.
I don't think so.
Because I was about to say under 25.
Wow, if that's
this don't. This is not sounding good, fellas.
It's not.
It's not because they got in trouble. Think about it like this: the Sixers got in trouble for lying, and technically, like NBA said, well, you know, they tried to clean it up. Say, well, you just were untruthful.
Misled, or whatever the word was.
You misremembered.
Oh, yeah.
That's the word we like to use. Misremembered. They don't even know what's going on with his knee. This is a day-to-day. To me, it sounds like this is a day-to-day thing. And they're testing him and everything. They don't even know where he is. They can't even discuss how far along he is. Doesn't sound like he's getting stronger. Doesn't sound like he's getting better.
Well, and it makes it impossible to get excited for the season. If I told you someone has a sprained ankle, they'll be back in 3 weeks, you can...
Yeah, because you don't even have a timeline.
Right, you can compartmentalize, okay, they're going to be without this player for this long, and then they'll come back. That's not what this is.
That's why it's so fascinating to me that all of this is going on, and somebody thought it was a good idea. I mean, hey, it's great for Joel Embiid. He signed on the dotted line, but he got $190 million, and there is no timeline for when he's coming back.
No, there's not. Let's go to TR in Winfield. Hey, TR.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, TR?
Man, we got to pump our brakes, man. Like, first of all, with Jared Hurt, with Hurts, either they gave him the keys or he said, bleep, and I'm going to do my thing. They must have let him go and do his thing. Just let him go and, you know, do what he want to do, run away, run, you know, play his game. As far as the Super Bowl talk, I think we're going too far because we was killing it all last year. Everybody was all hyped, yada, yada, yada. Then what happened? The Jezebel cloud. We imploded. All right? So I'm not, this one game because we beat the Bengals and all that. No. I need to see, like I said,
TR, no disrespect, but I'm pushing my chips all the way to the middle of the table. No, you hear the song? Roll it up and trucking. We're going to do what they say. Listen to the words, man. Listen to the words.
TR, you want a spot on the bus or not?
Yeah, you know what? I live in Houston now.
We can stop through Houston. Well, no.
No, it seems like it's
we're shooting
past. Yeah.
Houston's past.
We got a show to do on Monday from North.
You're going to have to meet us in Louisiana, dog.
We'll pick you up on the side of the road.
Too far, but before I go, if Hurts do continue to play like that, like on his own, and is great and do his thing, we need him extra yardage, yeah. But outside of that, I'm not there yet. Because what happened last year, man, I can't. I'm not falling.
No,
for
I feel
that
you. PTSD.
Right,
I get it. I respect
you know
that.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So PTSD. So basically, you know,